Today's Mishnayos is Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Today's Mishnayos is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Arya Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanoich Hendel, the Kozhug Lava Goyen, Hashem Yinkam Dome. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Peah. It says in the Torah that if somebody has a field and there are crops, not all crops, like we saw in the first perek, but certain crops that are growing in that field, you're not allowed to cut all the crops that are growing in the field. Rather, you have to leave pa'as, the corner of the field. That's something that you're not allowed to touch. It says, which is a loisase, implying that if somebody would cut the corner of the field, he would violate a loisase in the Torah. In addition, it says in the Torah, an ase, la'oni v'la'ger, tazoy v'oysam, you have to leave it over for the ger. So every field has one peah, not two peahs, like you have to leave on your here, but one peah that needs to be left over. And the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the second Perek discussed, how do you define a field? Meaning, if you have a large parcel of land, is that necessarily one field, which means that all you would have to leave over is one peah? Or maybe it's possible that one parcel of land would really be treated as two fields, or maybe multiple fields. So the Mishnah said, Ve'elu mafsikin l'peah. The following are things that if they're going through a field, they would be mafsik the field. So they would take what ordinarily would be one field and turn it into two, or into three. And the Mishnah gave a whole list. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, and it is going to comment on two of the things that were mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. The first is the Hashlulis. The second is the Habor. Shlulis, the Mishnah said, if you have an irrigation canal that cuts through a field, the halacha is it would divide the one field into two, so that the two sides of this canal would be considered independent fields. The habur is if someone has a field and then there's a strip of land that goes through the middle of the field that has nothing growing on it. It's bur, it's fallow, it's completely empty. So a shlulis was an example of the elu mafsikin lepeya, and bur was an example of elu mafsikin lepeya. So again, this Mishnah is going to comment on those two halachas. First, it's going to comment on the hashlulis, then it's going to comment on the habur. Says the Mishnah, amas hamayim, if there's a canal, it's going through a field. However, the canal is very wide. How wide is the canal? If somebody was standing in the canal and he tried harvesting the fields that are to the sides of the canal, he would not be able to harvest both. Meaning, it's too wide for a person to be able to stand in the canal, turn to his right and harvest, be able to cut the grain from the part of the field that's to his right side, and then turn to his left and be able to cut it to his left side. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only in that case, mafsekis, that it's going to be mafsek. So what's the hisafa over the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah said the hashlulis. Anytime you have a canal that cuts through a field, it automatically divides the field into two. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's not the case. That's not always going to be true. Sometimes a canal will divide it into two, but sometimes it's not going to divide it into two. What does it depend on? It depends on how wide the canal is. If the canal is going to be so wide, like we said, that you can turn to your right, turn to your left, and harvest the field at once. So then that's a very, very wide canal. That's going to divide the field into two. If, however, the canal is narrower than that, in that case, it's not going to be mas. The second part of the Mishnah is going to comment on the second halacha that we mentioned, and that is vabur. So again, the previous Mishnah said that if you have a vacant, empty strip of land that goes through the field, the halacha is it divides the land into two. The Mishnah says that's not always the case. V'chol heharim asher b'mader yedar. What happens if you have a field, and in the middle of the field, there's a hill. Now, this person was plowing his field, so he had his animals with the whole farming geschäft going through the field, and it was plowing. The problem is, the area where the hills were, the plow wasn't able to go over. So this person eventually plans on preparing it to be able to plant, meaning he plans on plowing it. However, he's going to do it bimader. He's going to do it using a hoe. He's going to do it using some farming tool. He's not going to plow it in the conventional way because it's not possible. The plow can't go over this hilly terrain. Rather, he's going to do it in another way. So says the Mishnah, v'chol aharon, if you have a hill, asha bimader ye darun, which the way that you need to plow it is using tools. Afal pisha in a bakar yochel laver b'kelim. And the reason is because a bakar, the cows and the animals are not able to go through it regularly. This land, even if right now it's empty, that's the punchline, and right now you haven't plowed it yet, the halacha is it doesn't separate the land into two, and the halacha is that it's going to be one peya that's going to work for the entire field. So again, what's the comment? Although the previous Mishnah said that if you have an empty strip of land, it divides it into two, this Mishnah is saying it's not always the case. If it's empty and it plans on remaining empty, that's when it divides it into two. If, however, it's only empty temporarily, right now it hasn't been plowed, and the reason it hasn't been plowed right now is because it's difficult to plow it. So you have to do it in a different way. So you plowed your entire field. This one strip of land, which is a little bit harder, you plan on plowing, but you're going to do it in a little bit of a different way. That's not considered an empty piece of land, and that type of land doesn't have the ability to divide it into two. We look at the entire piece of property as being one, and therefore the obligation would be one obligation of payah. Mishnah Gimel. Hakol mafsik lizram. So the Mishnah Aleph, which again mentioned all these different things that are mafsik le'inyan peya, the elu mafsikin le'peya, hanachal v'hashlulis, v'derech hayachid, v'derech harab, and that whole list of things that were mentioned is true if the field that you have, what you planted over there, were regular seeds or regular produce. So you have wheat, you have tfuah, that's what's growing over there. However, v'ene mafsik le'ilan, but it's not mafsik for a tree. If you have trees growing in the field, so these things that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, like an irrigation canal or an empty piece of land or a road or a path, these things would not be able to separate a field if what's growing in the field are trees. So what does separate trees? Elugader, only a fence. So if you have a fence, you have a mechitza, that would separate, but anything other than a mechitza, that would not have the ability to separate. It says the Mishnah from Hoyas Seyer, in the event that the trees were growing in the field, there was a fence that's going through the middle of the field, the trees on the two sides had here, so trees have here, so what's the here of a tree? The branches, says the Bar Tanura, are the here, koitesh, and they were intertwined, they were intermingled. So you have a fence that goes through the middle of the field. On the two sides of the field, you have trees, and the branches of the trees are intermingled. In it, mafsik, the halacha is that even if you have a fence going through it, the fence is not going to be mafsik. Elanois and pay l'kol, you're going to give one pay for everything. So what does Mishnah Gimel say? Again, also commenting back on Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Aleph mentioned elu dvarim that are mafsik in the pay. These are the things that are mafsik in the field as it relates to payah. So the Mishnah, those things that are being mafsik l'pay are mafsik when? Only if the field has tfuah growing. If, however, there are trees that are growing, then those things will not be mafsik. If you have trees that are growing, what is mafsik? Only a fence. And even then, if the trees are intertwined, the fence would not have the ability to be mafsik. The Bar Tanura speaks out that when the Mishnah says a fence is mafsik, the fence has to be 10 tfachim tall. That's what the Bar Tanura says. Why? Why can't it be less than 10 tfachim tall? So the reason is because there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that says that all mechitzos have to be 10 tfachim tall. And the truth is that this halacha, that a partition, a mechitza, has to be 10 tfachim tall, is something that comes up in many areas halacha. In Masechta Shabbos, when you're defining a reshus hayachid, is an area that's surrounded by four mechitzos. How tall do these mechitzos have to be? 10 tfachim tall. When you learn Masechta Erevin, you learn a lot about mechitzos. How tall do the mechitzos have to be? 10 tfachim tall. In Masechta Sukkah, a sukkah has to have three walls. Two walls, and the third one a tefach. But how tall do the walls have to be? It's the first Mishnah of Masechta Sukkah. It has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. When you learn Masechtas Kalayim, which we're going to learn soon, there's laws related to mechitzas. How tall do the mechitzas have to be? 10 tefachim tall. So throughout Torah Sheba'al Peh, whenever you have a halacha of a mechitza, there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that says that the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. This too is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. This geder It has to be a fence. It has to be a mechitza. Mechitzas are always 10 tefachim tall. So to here, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. Incidentally, the one place where you find the laws of a mechitza where it's not tully necessarily in 10 tefachim is when it comes to a mechitza in a shul. So shuls have mechitzas between the men's section and between the ladies' section. And it's famous that there was a machloikis between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Satmar Rav in terms of what the definition of a mechitza is. They had a fundamental debate. We have a raid bite on this in the Daf Yomi app. But the point is, there was a major debate between the Gedolei Olam in terms of what the definition of a mechitza is. But everybody agreed that the definition of a mechitza as it relates to a shul, that has nothing to do with 10 tefachim. There, the concept is so that there shouldn't be taruvos between the men's side and between the ladies' side, and as a result, it's not about 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is a magic number when it comes to creating a partition. So that's true in Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Kalayim, and in Hilchas Peah. But when it comes to mechitzas and shul, so there already what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure there's going to be no taruvos. We're trying to create separation, and for that, simply having a mechitza 10 tefachim, that wouldn't be enough.